from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
You can already hear, and what's a little bit different today, I've already heard them just a little bit, the golf carts start rolling, you know, because, and you guys know this being out there, but fans that don't realize, in the morning there is golf carts that will run from the back of the property and bring players over, and you can, that's how you know it's starting to go down. As a player, your alarm might go off, but before that, you hear the, and those, and you just know it's, you're in for a, quite the day. But, Maria, first of all, your feelings about no fans being out here, because it, as a, from a player perspective, it's got to stink. From a media perspective, I haven't really decided how I feel about it, but it's going to be a different vibe for sure.
Well, I don't like it because I think, you know, what's synonymous with training camp is the fact that fans are able to get close to the players and the coaches and to be able to be out here. That's what gives me the training camp vibe. It kind of reminds me of COVID a little bit when there wasn't anybody around. And so I think that fans bring a good element to the practice. I'm really going to miss them this year, actually.
The roar of the fans I hear. And even look, and I was a part of a number of joint practices. I can remember, I think it was my rookie year, we had the Patriots down. And Tom Brady to Randy Moss connection. Everybody's just absolutely on fire on the hill over there. So you're right, a lot of a different vibe. But I'd feel sorry for the players. But that's actually a good point, Marie. I didn't think about the COVID years, too. These are players that have been through COVID and have witnessed stadiums that haven't been capacity, too.
Yeah, some of them have. Some of them haven't because some of them are also young players. But I don't know. It's the excitement that it brings. I think Maria, it was right. It's like having those fans there, you know, I know that the players feed off of it. I remember last year it was Clark Phillips and Drake London going at each other, right? Oh, yeah. And the fans are getting involved in that. It's just also a time for us as the media and really with our station in particular to connect with the fans that are they're walking in here. We get to see everyone. And what makes you more excited for your team than seeing your team in person in that kind of environment? You get the autographs. It's just it does feel like something's kind of missing, but also it's going to be a lot easier for me to leave here every day. So maybe the selfish part of me is not so upset, and I kid. But, yeah, it just does feel like something's off.
And while you're on that topic, speaking of leaving, we'll be Bo and I will be at Second Year High School Saturday night to cover the Falcons live practice there. Well, fans actually can get a look at this team and what all is going on with them because a lot of good things and a lot of good storylines. Like I said, you were at the door yesterday. Anybody stand out of, like, he looks happy. He looks sad. He looks like he's in good shape. His outfit's cool. I mean, what was going on?
Did you get to see everybody's feet?
Yeah. Well, on social media, I did. I got to be honest, I wasn't really looking at everyone's feet, just to make it very clear. No, we actually didn't get to see a ton of guys walk in. So we were only there for a short amount of time, and then we were in the press conference room to talk to a couple of the different guys. But when I was out there, Bijan Robinson's walk-in was so great. He's always happy, and it kind of reminds me of Bo in the morning. It's just like good vibes, you know. He's a little bit quieter than you. I don't know that he's like roaring into the building. But yeah, he was the one that I thought was the best. But again, we didn't watch Kirk Cousins walk in. That was who I think I was most excited to see, especially in that Steve Smith jersey. Looks so great. But we saw him and his feet on social media.
Yeah. Well, that's always a delightful thing.
Some people have to see the feet, and I don't believe it's the full player. I
mean,
there's a conspiracy theory in everybody, apparently.
and you know what? I'm just laughing. The first video I saw yesterday was Jake Matthews, and obviously he's the only guy left on the roster that I actually played with.
Yeah.
And so he was a rookie back in my last year here. So Bo Joe and I are hopefully going to get a chance to catch up with him later today, but it was just funny. The look on his face is like, why are y'all looking at me, man?
You know what
just
he said?
Walk in the building. What did he say?
He said, this is my big moment. Because there were so many people. Yeah, and he's in his flip-flops. He's not caring anything.
Well, that's what I
love it.
I was like, I know Jake's a flip-flop guy, so watching him, I'm sure you could get a good look at his feet. There was no socks involved. Speaking of Jake Matthews, speaking of that offensive line, a couple of guys did speak to the media yesterday. We'll get sound throughout. Chris Lindstrom actually spoke to the media yesterday, and he talked about the identity of this offensive line.
Yeah, I think it's just through reps, and then your identity is what you put on film, and I think that's the biggest aspect of it. And so as a group, we know like the standards we set for ourselves, and so we have to go out there and prove it, you know. It's simple. You want to always keep Kurt upright and make sure he has time to throw, and then the ability for those guys to make plays. And then, you know, in the run game, it's the same thing for Bijan and Tyler and those guys. Make them be able to make their plays, and that's one of the most rewarding things as an offensive line. But kind of your identity is what you put on film. So excited for those opportunities.
I think it's beautiful, right? I mean, this is a group that's returning all five starters, and I think a lot of people are excited. But also, this is a different offense, supposedly, so we'll see.
Yeah, it's a rarity that we can say that our offensive line in Atlanta is returning all five starters. It's been a long time.
And is good.
Yeah.
And is good,
no,
to be honest.
It's great because there's continuity, so I don't worry as much about the transition. Yeah, it's a different offense, but look, McGarry, Lindstrom, Jake, they've played in this type of similar offense before, right? They've played in a similar system that wants to sling it around, and you're going to drop back more. But I don't think they're going to drop back more to a detriment. I think the goal of this offense is to be a lot like it was in 16 and 17, really primarily 16, where you are a passing offense, but it's all set up by the running game.
Maria, I want to get your thoughts on the offensive line too, because obviously myself, I'm going to remove myself in situation. Bo knows that I will lunge across this table and punch him in the face. And he knows not to report me to HR just yet.
Well, just tell the truth about offensive linemen.
And I have tried. Like, we sit down and we will watch film, and I would be like, look, somebody's going to blame this on the offensive line, and I'm just sitting here to tell you why this is not the offensive line's fault. And we've gone through that, and that's a lot of fun. But you have been around this team, and you see this offensive line. What are your feelings moving into the season by this group?
I know that there's a lot of opinions on this offensive line, but I got to be honest, each one of the other 31 teams in the NFL might like to trade with the Falcons.
That's a great point. Great point.
You said the continuity. I mean, all of these guys returning and then hopefully Matthew Bergeron taking a next step forward in his second season. There's nothing but good things. To me, you have continuity with your offensive line coach and then each one of the guys that are up front. And I think Kirk Cousins is the perfect quarterback to put behind them as well. And bringing a veteran in like that is just only going to help you.
Yeah, I definitely agree. And, we'll talk about that throughout the show. We're going to get into how this offense and how these schemes and how Lindstrom and how Jesse Bates and all these guys are sort of adapting. And it's going to be fun to watch them get out on the field today and kind of get some of those reps. And obviously Raheem Morris being out on the practice field for training camp. When we come back, we'll hit the front page. We'll talk about the Braves and their loss yesterday in game one.
Awesome.
Yeah, exactly. What misstep I think that Brian Snicker actually had yesterday. And also, why lawyers are going to play a big part in how you're going to see the NBA this year. It's coming up on the front page. It's the Morning Shift live from Flowery Branch. Stick with us. Sports Radio 929 The Game.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Auto Parts.